For UC Sports Nation, this is Joseph Staten. Today I am joined by the head coach of the Upperman Bees State Championship baseball team, head coach Wes Shanks. Coach Shanks, just to kind of start off, we'll shift focus to the beginning of the year. Just what was the expectations from your perspective, and did you maybe know that you would make it this far?
Well, at the beginning of the year, you go through your preseason workouts, preseason scrimmages, and even early on into the season. It's one of those you're trying to figure out which talent you have, what positions, and try to give the guys the best opportunity to succeed. And we started out with a very tough opponent with Baylor School out of Chattanooga, and they were, you know, number one team throughout the divisions in Tennessee. And we come away with a 3-3 ball game in the seventh with them and lose the ball game 4-3. But it felt like a win for us. It was more of a confidence booster because that was the moment that, I mean, even after our scrimmages that we did well in, our guys built up enough confidence that we can play with anybody in the state. And then we continued to go on through some other tournaments throughout the year, play a tough Alcoa team and win. Pretty much any ranked team we competed at a high level with and or won. So it was one of those early part of the season we realized what we had and we played with some high confidence. Now, we also had some games where we, you know, early in the season mistakes and had some tough losses, but that was part of the whole process throughout the year that allowed our guys to mature. And towards that middle part of the season, we had a 10-game win streak. We were just everything was clicking. And that's kind of what led us to the, I believe, the late rally there at the end of the year where we just had that confidence that we knew we were one of the best teams in the state and we played like it.
Well, of course, over the length of that season, as a coach, how do you try and make sure that even through success and playing these state-ranked teams and, again, just through that success, how do you make sure that your guys, you know, kind of stay humble through that success and stay the course?
We had several goals this year. And our, you know, kind of went through about seven different ones. But our main goal was win our regular season conference championship. And the way we could do that, we had our two-game series in our district. And that's kind of the singular focus that we had throughout. You know, you don't want to set too many goals on postseason early in the year. So we were, you know, one game at a time, one series at a time. And once we got that conference, we clinched the conference title against a very, very tough DeKalb County team, it kind of set the standard of we accomplished our season-long goal of conference champions. Now, let's move on to our next goal, district title. Let's move on to our next goal. Let's get to the sectional. Let's get to the state tournament. And the boys really bought in on one step at a time, you know, keeping focused on one goal at a time. And I really think that was a critical component to our success. You know, when you start looking ahead to things, that's when tough things, you know, bad breaks happen.
Right.
But this team really matured the whole season long and handled success as well as handled adversity. And that's one thing I've harped on a lot this year was there was a lot of games where we were down in the ball game. You know, first inning, second inning, a couple teams score some runs and we're down. But our team never really wavered on that and would bounce back and respond well. And we even did that in the state tournament. You know, we've got a couple of games where we got down and had to respond and did. And so this is just a very resilient team, and gosh, we just had some great success from that.
Well, on that note that you were talking about, is there maybe a game from postseason, like region, district, and state tournament that maybe kind of stands out as a statement game that maybe, you know, you guys, how you said, you maybe started a little bit behind, but you showed everyone that the Upperman Bees are a threat?
Well, there's a couple key games. You know, we earned the right, just like we did through our conference championship, to host. And that was major. That was a big accomplishment, what we wanted for the first part of the season. And so then we get the community members. We get our student section. And playing at Upperman High School under the lights for postseason, that built some confidence, some charisma about our team. And then we had to face, a tough DeKalb County team and got beat in one game in the district tournament and then had to win in the bottom of the seventh at home on a walk-off hit by Caden Shanks. Mm-hmm. And that just put us on an all-time high, and we kind of got the momentum going, and that took us to a district championship from there where we run-ruled Cumberland County, and it was there. That was a critical moment. And then we got to, because of that, we got to host a region foe, Page High School, and we, again, a tough ball game, and we fought through that game at home, and it just, it felt like there was no chance we were going to lose at home from there on out. Then we had to travel to a Tullahoma game, and unfortunately, they had their best night, and we had one of our roughest nights, and man, they got the best of us. But we responded just kind of like how we have done on individual games. We responded on a loss with a great win, having to travel to Lenoir City on a midday game before graduation. Yeah. And, I mean, we just played so well. The team camaraderie was great. Their focus on a noon game on a Friday, it couldn't have been better. And so as a coaching, the coaching staff was so, so proud of the mental toughness that this group has shown, you know, with only three seniors. So we're a pretty young team, all things considering.
Right.
That mental toughness was really a major factor in why we had that late season success.
Well, I did want to ask about that region tournament game that was dropped to Tullahoma. Just in what ways would you say that the team was motivated to bounce back and play like even harder than maybe they did in that game?
I feel like we weren't outmatched. It was just one of those games where we didn't get a couple of timely hits here or there, but that team was just, they were rolling. I felt like, and the team, I still felt like they just had it that night. You know, kind of like if you're a basketball team, you know, that ball, anytime you throw it up, it's going to go in.
Yeah.
Anytime the ball was around the plate, that team was going to hit it. We threw four pitchers at them, and they hit all of them. And our pitching staff is really good. And it's one of those moments where our guys, hey, we tipped our cap to that opponent. And, you know, I tell the guys all the time, game recognizes game. And, you know, we shook their hands and said, congratulations, good luck to you guys. And the good moment about that was, we still had a chance to get to travel to that sectional game. And so once we got to that sectional game, that's when the guys still realized that, hey, you have to respond in a large manner that's, you know, game is on the line, your season's on the line. And they were that much more focused on a travel game. And it just, that's what took us, you know, forward from there.
It surely showed moving forward, the team responded and made it to that mountaintop. But then, to have won the state championship, and of course, you maybe have been asked about this already, but it's the first one since 1993. 29 years ago, your father, Wayne Shanks, led the Bees to the baseball state championship. So just what's your reaction to that? How cool does that feel? What are the emotions that come with that, knowing that the last time the Bees won a state championship, it was your dad leading the helm?
Well, it's amazing. I mean, it's this is my third year as a teacher, a coach, and coming back to my alma mater. You know, my dad was principal here, and he had a lot of success with baseball, was really, you know, highly thought after as a principal. And for myself, I played, you know, three, four sports down here at Upperman High School. And that's one of the main reasons why I wanted to change professions and get into teaching and coaching, was I wanted to make a difference at Upperman High School. And, you know, that's everything when I got hired was, hey, you know, Coach Shanks' son is back, and we're looking for great things. And so there was a lot of pressure on that. But, you know, it didn't – my dad did not put the pressure on me. He was very supportive, and it was enjoyable because it made some good conversations with my dad and myself about baseball-specific things. And it was kind of – it's been a tough year for us, you know. We lost my mother during the season, and it kind of – the team picked me up, and the family supported me, and it was one of those, a tough, grueling season, but the success and the camaraderie of the team, the supporters, it just made it that much sweeter. And, you know, sometimes when you get on a run, things just go your way. And as well, as much talent as we have on this team, as well as we played, they just built up enough confidence that, man, we just didn't think we were going to get beat. It was, we knew we were the team to beat, but we played the role of the giant, and those guys, you know, never forget it, but they took it and ran with it. So it was really exciting. You know, you could tell in those state tournament games, the teams, once we got ahead of them, they weren't comfortable. Now, when we were down, we were comfortable, and that's some of the, you know, I believe that's a lot of the reason why we're successful, because we had some dominant pitchers. We had some dominant hitters. I mean, we were making plays in the field. It just, as a team as a whole, the gears were clicking. Everything was running perfect.
And then kind of getting close to wrapping up, I've kept you for a while here, but like you mentioned, this is just your third year into head coaching here at Upper Mid High School. And you also mentioned that there were just three seniors on this team. So just I wanted to ask about the culture that has been built over the 3 years. What are the big points that you, you know, try to instill into guys? And then moving into next year, how do you hope to build on this success?
A couple big things would be accountability. You know, it doesn't matter if you're a senior or a freshman, if you're getting playing time, the coaching staff is going to hold you accountable for, one, how you're preparing for that role, and then how you execute whatever your role is. And we have so much depth with young talent that it's pushed not just the young guys, but the upper-level guys, upperclassmen, to where they had to play at a higher level. And everybody, you know, had to play at a high level. And that's why there's been so much success this season, because we had so much depth. You know, if one person didn't have that day, the next person was going to have it. And during practices, they were very competitive practices. You know, we had some live at-bats against our own pitching staff and throughout the season. And it was just our guys are pushing one another, and that's why we're here. And so the other thing is very disciplined. If you look at the championship game, for an example, we only had two hits, but we also had eight walks. And our quality at bats that we had throughout the season, particularly in the second half of the season, put so much pressure on opposing pitchers. And that was what, you know, carried us through our offensive power, was just quality at bats. And that's really hard for any high school kid. But the discipline that our players and batters had was just tremendous. And then you go to our pitching staff, who had the discipline to make sure to take care of their bodies, keep their arms in shape, and just work at their bullpens and put them in the right spots. It just took an entire team to win that state title, and couldn't be more proud of the boys, our coaching staff, and everybody that's been a part of it.
Well, being here in the community, I can assure you that the whole community is behind the Upper Mid Bees, and everyone felt this win, especially there in the Upper Mid community. So just congratulations to you and the rest of the baseball team. It was been a fantastic year, and it was a really, really, I mean, the best way to cap it off. So congratulations to you, and thank you very much for your time here. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, and go Bees.